Hello. Hi, this is
Hello.
Alan from Hi. This is Alan with MTS on the recorded line. How can I help you?
My name is Eric, and I have a potential customer for a Depo Provera lawsuit.
All right. Thank
Yeah,
you.
so she's on the other line. Her name is Jamie, and her phone number is 256-503-1344. Can I transfer her?
I have 256-503-1344, and it's Kim.
Correct. Yeah, Jamie, Jamie, Jamie Robinson.
I see. Thank you.
Yeah, so can I transfer her?
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, am I speaking with Jamie?
Yes, sir. This is Jamie Robinson.
Hi, Jamie. Hi, Jamie. My name is Alan from MTS on a recorded line here. I understand that you are looking to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, sir, I don't have an attorney or anything.
Okay, and for the following questions, if you could please simply answer with a simple yes or a simple no. Are you willing to affirm to your answer that you have not sought legal representation, advice, or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay. And are you looking to filing this claim for yourself?
Yes, sir.
All right. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. Were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. And was it meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Is the meningioma of the brain?
I'm
Yes,
so
sir.
sorry to hear that. And what was the date of your diagnosis?
The date of my diagnosis was in July of 2000. My first diagnosis was, yeah, July of, I think it was 13.
Okay. So
Not really
is
sure.
that July 13, 2013?
Of 2016.
16. Okay, so I have 7/13, and is that 2016, like 1/6, or 2015?
2016.
I'm sorry?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm sorry. I'm driving. I'm trying to focus on the questions you're asking.
Okay, not a problem. Yeah, we'll make this quick as possible for you. You said 2015, right? 1/5?
No, 1/6.
I see. Okay, thank you so much for that.
Yes, sir.
And so I have 7/13/2016 as your date of diagnosis. That's correct?
You said what date, sir?
7/13/2016.
Yes, sir.
All right. And what was the method of the diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it CT scan, MRI, both?
I had a CT scan. I went underwent blood tests and a biopsy. Yes, sir.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
My date of birth is January 18th, 1989.
All right. So I have 1/18/1989. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That's
All
correct.
right. Do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera?
No, sir, I do not.
Okay. And did you consume or use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes, sir, I did.
Okay. And which injectable did you use? Was it the name brand Depo Provera, Depo Sub-Q Provera? Or was it the generic Medro? Was it which one did you
It's the
use?
Depo Provera.
Depo Provera. Okay.
Yes, sir.
And did you use the name brand Depo Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year? Which means, did you use any of the generic, or sorry, did you use any of the generic or just the name brand Depo Provera?
Yes, I use just the name brand Depo Provera. Yes,
Okay,
sir.
so. Okay, so no generic, correct?
No, sir. No generic.
All right. And did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes, sir.
All right. And within 1 year, can you confirm you have had at least four injections prior to diagnosis?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And did you use Depo Provera between January 1, 1992 through the present date?
No, I didn't use. I used it after the what was the date that you said? 19.
So, did you use Depo Provera between January of 1992 through the present date? Which means, did you use it between from 1992 all the way to today? Did you use Depo
It was after that, sir. It was after the January 1st, 1992.
Provera? Right. So, did you use it between January of 1992 through the present date?
The present date of now.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And what would you say is the approximate first date that you used Depo Provera?
What was the approximate date that what now?
That you first used or started using?
I would say I have to think, sir. It's been a minute.
It's okay. Would you say, was it 2020?
I would say like the first start of it would be in 2013.
2013. Okay. And would
Yes,
that
sir.
be in the beginning of the year, towards the end, towards Christmas,
I would
middle,
say March.
March?
Around
Okay.
March, yes, sir.
So I have 3/1/2013. Is that correct?
Yes,
Okay,
right.
and then
Yes, like this. Yeah.
approximately when did you stop using Depo
I would say like June 2016.
Okay, so 6/1/2016.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then you were diagnosed a month after, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, and for verification purposes, can you please confirm your gender?
A female.
Thank you. And will you kindly spell out your first name?
Jamie.
Okay, last name.
Robinson.
All right, so I have Jamie, Jamie. Last name, Robinson, Robinson, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes,
All
sir.
right, for security purposes, your social.
My social is 438-73-4501.
All right, so just to confirm, I have 438-73-4501. Is that correct?
Repeat that again, sir.
438-73-4501.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Okay, and what is your email? Could you kindly spell this out, please?
It's jamierr1989@icloud.com.
All right, I have jamierr1989@icloud.com. Is that correct? It's jamierr1989@icloud.com. Hello, Jamie. I'm still
Hello.
hi, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I have Jamie RR 1989@icloud.com?
Correct.
All right. The phone number that I have is 941-992-1994. Is that correct?
My phone number?
Or is it the 256-503-1344?
Yes, sir. That's my phone number.
Okay. So I have 256-503-1344.
Correct.
Okay. And then the primary phone number is the mobile phone, correct?
Yes, sir. It's a mobile phone.
All right. And then for contact preferences, phone is okay?
Yes, sir.
And best time of day, would it be morning, afternoon, or evening?
I would say morning.
Okay. And what is the primary address?
Yes, my address is 218 Binford Drive Southwest, Apartment F, Huntsville, Alabama, 35805.
Okay. Give me one moment, please. All right, so I have 218 Binford Drive Southwest, and that's Apartment M?
Apartment F.
Oh, F, okay. That's F as in Florida, correct?
Yes, sir.
And that's Huntsville, Alabama, 35805, is that correct?
Correct, correct.
Okay. And what's the name of the diagnosing doctor?
My primary doctor, my family doctor.
The doctor that gave you the diagnosis for the meningioma?
Yes, sir. It's Dr. Amy.
Dr. Amy.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the name of the hospital or the clinic?
It's a hospital, Chris Wood Hospital. Chris Wood.
Oh, Chris Wood. Okay. Hospital. And that's in Huntsville, correct?
Correct. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Give me one moment. And is it Dr. Amy Leah Hallman?
Ooh. What was that, sir? I'm sorry.
Is it Dr. Amy Leah Hallman or the name of your doctor?
I don't remember her last name. But what did you say? Because if you
Dr.
What last name would you say?
Hallman, Hallman.
No.
Okay. Woods, Amy Woods.
Doctor, I think it's not, her name is Dr. Amy Carter.
Amy Carter. Okay. Give me one moment.
Okay.
All right. I'm just trying to find Dr. Carter.
Yes, sir.
And it's at
Chris
the
Wood Medical Center.
Uh-huh. I see Crestwood. Give me 1 second.
Crestwood. Yes, sir.
Yep, I see him. Dr. Amy E. Carter, medical doctor.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's located at the Crestwood Medical Center.
Correct.
Okay, give me one moment.
Okay.
And is that the one in One Hospital Drive, Southwest Huntsville, Alabama, 35801?
Correct. Yes, okay. Sir.
All right, give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
And for the, with regards to any, did you have any prior cancer diagnosis before the meningioma?
No, sir.
Okay. And for the treating doctor, who is the treating doctor? Is it also Dr. Carter?
No, sir. My treating doctor was Dr. David G. Greer.
David G.
David G. Greer.
Okay. I have David Greer, MD, David G. Greer at Huntsville.
Yes,
is that
sir.
Correct?
Okay. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
And is it the David G. Greer MD Clinic for Neurology? That's located in 185 Chateau Drive, Southwest, Huntsville, Alabama, 35801.
Correct, correct. Yes, sir.
Okay. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
All right. And the phone number that I have here is 256-533-4422. And for the prescribing doctor, is it Dr. Carter?
Yes, that's the one who, that's my family doctor.
Okay. So same address, same facility name for the prescribing address. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, as far as pharmacy name, was it also Crestwood Medical Center?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Now, did you want to add any additional medical notes or not at the moment?
No, sir.
Okay. And do you have a copy of the medical records?
I don't right now, but
you're able to
get it from my doctor.
So if the attorneys do ask for them, are you able to provide medical records?
Sir?
Yes. If you are you able to provide medical records from the hospital from your doctor?
The doctor, yes, sir. But I don't have any medical records on me, no, sir.
Okay, but and you're able to provide these medical records by mail or electronically or both?
Maybe both.
Both.
Maybe.
Okay.
Right. I'm out of town right now. Yes, sir.
Okay, we're almost done here. We request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. We typically only contact your emergency contact if we are unable to reach you for an extended period. Does this emergency contact live with you or does not live with you?
This emergency contact lives with me.
Okay, and what's the name of the contact?
Jayla McGee.
Is that J-L-O?
No, it's J-A-Y-L-A. McGee, M-C-G-E.
Okay, is it, I have Jayla McGee, J-A-Y-L-A, M-C-G-E-E.
Correct. Yes, sir.
And what's Jayla's phone number?
601-395-2328.
I have 601-395-2328. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. And what's the relationship with Jayla? Is Jayla a daughter, mother?
Yes, she's my daughter.
Daughter. Okay. And for the email, did you want me to use the same email or a different
yes,
email?
Yes, sir. You can use the same email. Yes, sir.
Okay. And for the address, it's going to be the same address, correct?
Correct.
And
yes,
that's
sir.
Just to confirm, that's 218 Benford Drive, Southwest, Apartment F, as in Frank, Huntsville, Alabama, 35805, correct?
Correct, yes, sir.
Okay. All right, give me 1 second. Okay, we're pretty much almost done here. I'm going to go ahead and send you a text message and an email. Give me 1 second, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm just going to confirm just to make sure everything is correct, Jamie. Your name, I have J-A-M-I-E, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N, Jamie Robinson. And that's the phone number is 256-503-1344.
Yes, sir.
The email address is jamierr1989@icloud.com.
Correct.
Address is 218 Benford Drive, Southwest Apartment F, Huntsville,
yes,
Alabama, 35805.
Correct.
And then the social I have is 438-73-4501. And then the date of birth I have is January 18, 1989.
Right.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and send this to you. Have you used DocuSign before?
I have, yes, sir.
Okay. All right. You're going to receive a text message and an email. They're going to be the same thing. Once you do that, go ahead and click the link, and I'm going to walk you through that real quick. It takes about a minute.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's really quick. Go ahead and click that link, and then you're going to click a yellow continue button. You might also have to click yes to allow consent or check a box that says I agree to use electronic record, and then continue, and then it's going to prompt you to click start, and then you'll see a small yellow box, and you're going to have to draw your signature.
I see what it says. It says, please review and act on the document.
Uh-huh. Go ahead and click that.
Alan Mundo.
Yes, that's
signed.
Me.
Okay. But I don't see where to sign. Okay.
So click the link.
So do I press continue?
Yes, continue.
Okay.
All right, and once you click continue, you may also have to click yes to allow consent or check a box that says I agree to use electronic records and signature, and then continue. And then you'll see a yellow start button. Go ahead and click this. It'll direct you to the first signature field.
Okay, when I clicked on that page, it says I scrolled down and it said accepted by, and it said sign in a yellow box.
Yes, go ahead and click that yellow box that says sign.
Okay.
And you're
going to
draw your signature. It has to be your signature, okay? Not the initials. And you're just going to follow the steps. It'll automatically input those information. On some areas, it's going to ask you to put your initials. Go ahead and draw your initials in some of the areas. And then continue. And then once you complete that, I'm going to look at it before I confirm. And then you'll see finish. You click finish once you're done.
Okay, now I need to finish.
Okay, go ahead and click finish, and then I'm going to check on my end. Let me just check the forms to make sure that it's all accurate. All right.
Okay, and then it says you may download or print using the icons above.
Uh-huh.
So do I press continue?
Just press continue, or you can just close the window. Now, what I'm going to do is I just want to say thank you so much for your time, Jamie. Please be on the lookout for a call or text from the attorneys that's going to come from a 909 number within the next 24 to 48 hours.
Okay.
If you have any questions, I'll also be sending you a text message right now with all my contact information. So please feel free to call me or text me with any questions or concerns. If for whatever reason the attorneys can't get a hold of you, I'll be calling you back or sending you a text message so that the attorneys can, I can transfer you over to the attorney so that they can begin your case. But once again, thank you again for your time. Please, within the next 24 to 48 hours, please be on the lookout for a call or text from the attorneys representing you coming from a 909 number. And that's pretty much it.
Yes,
thank you so much for your time, Jamie. And please have a safe safe travel wherever you're going. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. Happy holidays.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome. Thank you as well. Did you get my text message real quick?
Let me check it real quick.
It's at a 949 error code.
I received like all parties have completed Deborah Vera returner download document. I didn't receive anything else.
Okay, let me send you another text message.
Yes, sir.
There you go. I sent you another one. It's going to be the same thing. Oh, I see. Okay, I think I know why. Give me one moment, okay? 1 second.
Yes, sir.
Here, let me send you the text message real quick. There we go. I sent you the correct one. All right. Let me know if you have any questions. Did you get the text message?
Yes, sir. I got it.
You got it. Okay, perfect.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you again for your time, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. Bye-bye.
You too. All right.
Thank you.